Chapter 13. Abram then went up out of Egypt to the Negeb, he and his wife and all that he had, together with Lot. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. He camped in one place after another as he traveled from the Negeb to Bethel, until he arrived at the place where his tent had been, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had previously built an altar. There Abram called on the name of Jehovah. Now Lot, who was traveling with Abram, also owned sheep, cattle, and tents. So the land did not allow for all of them to stay in the same place. Their goods had become so many that they could no longer dwell together. As a result, a quarrel arose between the herders of Abram's livestock and the herders of Lot's livestock. At that time the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling in the land. So Abram said to Lot,
"Please, there should be no quarreling between me and you and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land available to you? Please separate from me. If you go to the left, then I will go to the right, but if you go to the right, then I will go to the left."
So Lot raised his eyes and saw that the whole district of the Jordan was a well-watered region before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Jehovah, like the land of Egypt, as far as Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself the whole district of the Jordan, and Lot moved his camp to the east. So they separated from each other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, but Lot lived among the cities of the district. Finally, he set up his tent near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, gross sinners against Jehovah. Jehovah said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Raise your eyes, please, and look from the place where you are, to the north and south, east and west, because all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring as a lasting possession. And I will make your offspring like the dust particles of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust particles of the earth, then your offspring could be counted. Get up, travel through the length and breadth of the land, for to you I am going to give it." So Abram continued to live in tents. Later he came and dwelled among the big trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to Jehovah.